Lava starts to erupt from a volcano. The light from the scalding liquid explodes out of the darkness. A spray of steam shoots out. A large chunk of earth breaks off into the ocean. A red curtain in the concert hall. A title appears, Finding Neverland. The curtain slightly opens. The playwright James Barry holds out a small round inspection mirror to look out at the audience members in the first row. Backstage, a female actor puts on earrings, looking at the mirror.
Standing by, please. Ladies and gentlemen, if you could take your opening positions, please.
Stagehands turn levers. Lights shine on the stage. A chemist shop is on the set.
Beginners, please take your opening positions.
A Documentary Channel original production. Reality without boundaries. In association with Documentary Channel, the screen is black. Then Louis Palou, a photojournalist, appears wearing goggles in the middle of a sandstorm.
September 23rd, 2010.
Louis looks around.
Another day in Kandahar.
The wind blows violently around him.
The giant marshmallow man growls with a happy face as it tramps through the city. It stops, looking down at the people hurrying down the street and jumping over cars, trying to escape. Wearing a sailor suit, the marshmallow man walks on. Peter laconically watches the figure.
Well, there's something you don't see every day.
I tried to think of the most harmless thing. Something I loved from my childhood. Something that could never, ever possibly destroy us. Mr. Stay Puft.
While my mom had found common ground with Barry and Erica, I still hadn't found my dad. But we weren't out of options. Back then, whenever you got lost, the last resort was always the same. Meet at the car.
Adam sits alone on a staircase. Time passes, and night has fallen. A van passes by, revealing Murray standing by his car. Adam turns and sees him. He stands up and stares angrily.
I was ready to give my dad hell. I wanted to tell him how I survived on my own and proved him wrong. I wanted to tell him I was a man. I wanted to tell him that I didn't need him anymore.
They approach each other.
But instead I did this.
Adam hugs him.
I know. You're safe. You're safe.
Murray holds him tightly.